For the fifth year in a row, ASU has been named the most innovative school in the country by U.S. News & World Report. At the same time, its tuition rates, as well as those for the state's other two public universities, are being criticized by the Attorney General for being too high. With me to talk about these and other issues is ASU President Michael Crow. And let's start with that ranking. What does it mean for ASU and its students to be designated the most innovative school in the country again?
Well, first, we're very grateful to be so recognized and grateful to our staff and to our faculty for being able to take advantage of what it means to be here in Arizona, where you can be innovative. So we're able to be innovative. We're able to be creative. We're able to do new things, build new relationships, advance new technologies, make things happen. And then all of that helps us to be of greater service to our students who are on campus and our students who are off campus.
So you mentioned that you're able to do this in part because of being at Arizona, where you can be innovative. I'm curious what you think the impact of a designation like that and sort of what it means has beyond the ASU campus.
Well, it's huge. I mean, we have hundreds of technology companies that we're working with learning platforms and learning technologies and adaptive learning technologies and robot learning technologies, everything imaginable. We have hundreds of investors, thousands of investors from around the country who believe in ASU and our innovative model, who are giving us resources to help us to be more innovative. It's like unbelievable.
I'm curious what you think about a decision that the Board of Regents made a little while back, which is to set basically a new tuition rate for undocumented students who graduated from Arizona high schools but are not eligible for in-state tuition.
Yeah. So I'm very supportive of the notion of educating children so that they can advance with their life. And so undocumented students, DACA students in particular, are students who arrived in the United States by their parents' decision. Not their decision. They went to high school. They graduated from high school. They're qualified to go to the university. The people of Arizona have said you cannot charge in-state tuition. Fine. You can't use public resources to support these students to pay for their cost of education. Fine. So basically, the tuition that the regents have come up with is the total cost.
You mentioned in-state tuition, and that has, of course, been a pretty contentious issue, especially with Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. He has an ongoing lawsuit challenging the fact that he says the university tuition is unconstitutionally high. What do you make of the fact that this lawsuit is ongoing? We've talked to you about it in the past, but this lawsuit continues. Sounds as though maybe it could get renewed life if the Supreme Court does away with this precedent saying that the AG can't sue without the governor or legislature's approval.
Yeah, I mean, the lawsuit right now is gone. I mean, so it's on appeal, and then there might be a way to go back and reconsider the role of the attorney general, which seems to me to be a constitutional matter as opposed to a legislative matter. But nonetheless, that's like another path. The ability of the board and the power of the board, the authority of the board to set tuition is firm. It turns out then that there's a lot of confusion about tuition. So we now have a medium level tuition and a high level of financial aid, which has made the university more accessible than ever. So in the world that some dream of in the past, when tuition was low and financial aid was zero, the institution was not diverse. It did not have any kids from working class families to speak of. We now have over 25,000 first generation students. Before we started this new tuition model, we had less than 5,000 first generation students attending the university. We have a huge percentage of the students that come from lower income families. We never had that before. And so what we've constructed is a model where our net tuition, our tuition after grants to the students, is very low. That net tuition and other financial aid packages that we have make the university more accessible than it has ever been. And so the objective of the Attorney General's lawsuit, which is to drive accessibility, that has been attained.
It sounds as though the AG is questioning the university's, not only sort of its tuition, but sort of how it spends its money. We had him on a few weeks back, and he was talking about paying money to sports coaches and buying buildings and this and that. And, you know, at the same time, tuition in his mind is going way too high.
Yeah.
I'm curious what you make of that argument.
Well, they're not based on facts. The football coaches and others, they're paid for out of athletic revenues. The other things that he's talking about are paid for from our research revenues. Our state revenue against our budget of about $3.4 billion is less than 10% of our operating expense. Our in-state tuition generates a small percentage of our overall operating activity. And so I can see how someone might draw a conclusion by just observing from a distance and not being informed how we operate. But it turns out that those things are not correlated to tuition.
Let me ask you about another thing that the Board of Regents has done, and this was very recently, putting out a new model for a budget request focusing on competitiveness. What they're saying is they're trying to increase access to higher education and affordability by investing in areas to help prepare students to enter the workforce, areas that you have talked about at great length before. I would imagine you support this approach, but I'm curious what you think of it.
Well, I think it's—so here's what's happened in Arizona. So we've moved to this highly entrepreneurial type of university, which ASU is an exemplar of. We're operating on an innovative basis, and so it's not unreasonable for government leaders, policy leaders, to say, well, the old models that funded the university in the past, which were formulaic, so much money per student, things like that, well, those don't really work anymore. What we want to do is now we want to see how you can be responsive to what we need by mounting up with initiatives. So this is an initiative built around the notion of preparing for the new economy. It turns out that, for instance, if you only have a high school diploma or less, there are 25% fewer jobs in the market for you than there were 10 years ago. So that means then that you need to finish high school. You need to get a post-secondary something, a technical certificate, an associate's degree, a bachelor's degree, and then advance your career moving forward. Now, to do that then requires us to be different. But also what's really important here is it requires us as a university to start thinking about how we're going to literally prepare the workforce for the future. And this budget request and this budget negotiation with the governor is really saying we're ready to do that. Fund us to really mount up every asset that we have to prepare Arizona's workforce for the highest level of adaptive competitiveness within what's going to be the new economy.
So ASU's part of this, or at least a part of this, would be to develop a Center for Engineering and Education Research. $46 million or so is what the regents are saying they would like or you would like for this. Why focus on specifically on engineering?
So it turns out ASU already has built in the last 10 years the largest engineering school in the country. And so what we need to do, what we found, is that the most adaptive regional economies in the United States are those with very research-intensive, world-class engineering schools. So what we've basically said is we will build the largest, most diverse engineering school, performing research at the highest possible level, and then out of that will come hundreds of new companies attracted to Arizona. Out of that will come a range of transformations to the economy. And so this investment request is really an investment request to leapfrog over everyone else and have the country's greatest engineering school based here in Phoenix.
Before I let you go, let me ask you about one other thing that you have been involved in recently, which is having to write a letter to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and others about 9 ASU students from China who were detained at LAX.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you've heard anything about what happened in that situation.
We've not heard anything sufficiently to know what's going on. We think that it's basically some kind of aberrant behavior on the part of either some individual agents at the port of entry or something. These were 9 fully visaed, fully successful, completely academically qualified students, already students at ASU. They arrive at the border, and for some reason that we can't yet determine, they're just sent home. Now, that's not the way it's supposed to work. This is not like all of the other issues that you hear about. To get this visa to enter the United States, the family has to demonstrate the ability to pay. They have to prove that the individual student will not become a ward of the state in the United States. You have to prove your academic standing. We have to certify that the person is academically qualified to continue their studies at the university, all accomplished. And then when we, the institution that's already certified these people as being academically qualified, ask what's going on, they say, well, it's really complicated. You know, we make the decisions about these kinds of things. And we're like, okay, but it's not really the way that it works. And so we're engaged right now in trying to continue their education. So they're now online, pursuing their education with us online, all of them but one, I think. We're not sure exactly what's going on, and so we're trying to fix it.
All right. That's ASU President Michael Crow. Thanks for coming in.
Happy to be here.